In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, where he sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The first sorrowful mystery, the agony in the garden. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Let us join in one mind and one heart, in the hearts of Jesus and Mary. Let go of all the distractions in our minds and in our hearts. I beg you, my beloved ones, to open your heart, that I may pour my love and my grace into your heart. I am Jesus. I have called each and every person to this rosary. This is an urgent cry. You are my chosen ones that I am sending into this world to carry my light into the darkness. You are here because I have called you and prompted you to come. Open your heart and let me speak to you. As you walk with me through the Passion, experience the suffering that I suffered, but know always that the glory of the resurrection is close at hand. In your life you suffer this day, but you know there is the resurrection. The victory has been won. I am pouring into you my abundant life, that you will be closer and closer to my Sacred Heart. But you must open your heart and listen to the message that I deliver to you. I love you, my beloved ones. I love you. To my death on the cross, I loved you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
God is love. We were created in his image and likeness to love and to be loved. He commands us to love God and to love one another. This is not an invitation, it is a command from the Almighty God that we must love. We were made for love, to give love, and to receive love. this is what will make us happy. We are the children of God, and God is love.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Be with Jesus in the garden. Be there. Hear the sounds of the night. Picture the garden as vividly as possible in your mind. Jesus wants us to study pictures when we are meditating on the rosary. Let us create the perfect picture of the garden in our mind. Let us hear the sounds of the night. And let us see our beloved Savior, our beloved Jesus, bent over in the garden in utter anguish, in pain. Let us go to the heart of Jesus. Let us feel as Jesus felt in the garden, in our heart. We know what it is to love someone so much. To love and to give, to love and to give, to love and to give. And how it hurts when we are rejected. How it is utter pain within our heart. Jesus is love. Jesus loves perfectly. Jesus loved each one of us in the garden. Jesus loved me with the most perfect love. Let us experience the love in his heart. Love and giving from the heart of Jesus, and let us experience the rejection, the indifference, the hatred that Jesus receives from his beloved souls.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Heart of Jesus, a burning furnace of divine love. Jesus loving each one of us perfectly. We do not comprehend the love of our Savior, but we know how we love and how we are hurt when we are rejected, when others do not accept our love. Feel this pain in your heart. Think of Jesus this day in the tabernacle. The Almighty God, all-powerful and almighty, remaining in the tabernacle, giving himself to us in the Eucharist. And look at how he is treated. I have heard him say over and over again, I give myself to you. I give myself to you. And I am rejected and forgotten and treated as a dead object. Jesus is alive. How do we treat Jesus? Do we treat Jesus as he is alive? Jesus, who longs and thirsts our love. Jesus, who is love himself, how is he treated?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Open heart, O love divine, how sweet you are to me. I see the host, I know you're there to love and care for me.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
He has chosen his beloved priest. He has anointed them. He has given to them the great gift of changing bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ and administering the sacraments. It is through his most sacred heart that his life flows, through the hands of his holy priest. He has chosen them and he loves them. I hear him lament over and over again how he is longing and thirsting, especially for their love. He has told us over and over again not to criticize the priest, for they are his chosen ones, but to love them and to pray for them. It is in this movement, as it spreads across the earth, that many fervent and holy souls are praying for his beloved priest. For it is through their hands that the grace flows as they administer the sacraments, as they consecrate the host into his body and blood.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
I have called you by name. You are mine, says the Lord. You are precious to me. Be not afraid. Because I love you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. He has said that it is because of his beloved religious that he sweat blood in the garden. For he longs and thirsts and wants their love. He has chosen his religious in a special way, and he is rejected by many of them in the garden. He was comforted the most by the love of the holy priest, by the holy religious, and he was wounded most by their indifference and their neglect.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
The priest is another Christ in this world. The more he is one in his relationship with Christ, the more grace will flow through him. He must pray. Pray as we have never prayed before for our beloved priest. This is an urgent message that Jesus has delivered, that he wants us to pray for the priest. The fire of his love will spread across this earth. Many souls will be fed through the hands of the priest. He must pray for the priest. He must spread this consecration. It is through the newsletter that many priests will know more and more about the heart of Jesus. It is only in going through the pure and sinless heart of Our Lady that we can go to the very depth of the heart of Christ, for we are sinners. We must spread this consecration to the priest. The priestly newsletter is Jesus' instrument to touch the priest.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
We see Jesus as he kneels in the garden. His face is covered with blood and sweat. This is the Almighty God. He loved us so much that he suffered such anguish for us. He is asking us to pray for his beloved priest, to help spread the newsletter, to contact the priest, and to ask them if they receive this newsletter. It is through the hands of holy priests that the grace will flow more abundantly on the earth.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without
end. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
I come to you with
greatest love. I am your loving Savior. I am your God. I died for you. I come to you this day.
The second sorrowful mystery, the scourging of the pillar. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
He has called us, his special apostles, to hear this message. Each and every person in this room has been called by Jesus. Do not focus on me. Open your heart and listen to the message that he wishes to deliver to you. The Almighty God is calling us to help in the renewal of the church and the world. As we meditate on these sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary, as we see how Jesus suffered to his brutal death on the cross, why do we not think that he would send messages this day to help in the renewal of his beloved church, to help to lead souls to his most sacred heart? There is sickness in the world and in the church. He is delivering these messages to draw all to the mighty medicine, which is his burning love. We are hungry. We are starving. We want to be fed. We will only be fed with the love of God. He is delivering these messages of his love. We are his apostles that he is sending out to the world to carry this message of his love, to light up the darkness. Can we say no to Jesus? Open your heart and listen to the message. Do not focus on me. Focus on the message he wishes to deliver to you, and meditate on his suffering, how he gave himself to his death on the cross.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
It is in consecration that we will have peace in this world. It is in the Shepherds of Christ movement, as we the apostles press forward to the church, to the school, and to the family, that hearts will be turned to consecrated hearts. He is calling us his apostles. He is giving us abundant grace to join in such oneness with his heart. We are his shepherds. that he is sending to lead the strayed ones home, home to his heart, as we take the consecration to the church, to the school, and to the family, the strayed ones, too, will be led home, home to his heart. Why has Jesus chosen us? He has given to us a great grace, that he has called us here, that he has given us the desire to consecrate our hearts, that he has given us a desire for the Eucharist and for his life. This is a special grace that he has given us, that we will become more and more united to him, that he will operate in us, for Jesus no longer walks the earth. Jesus is alive. Jesus wants to live in us in a special way and touch the hearts of his beloved souls. Will we say yes? Will we open up our heart, rid ourselves of bitterness and anguish, put aside all of the dividing factors that are in our heart, and let our hearts be turned into hearts of love, as Jesus wants our hearts to be? He is giving to us an abundant grace in the Shepherds of Christ movement to be one in his heart. Must give our hearts to Jesus and Mary.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
See Jesus, the Almighty God, all-powerful, almighty, tied to the pillar. See Jesus, his hands tied. And see the anger in the faces of the men that beat him. See his flesh torn and the blood fly into the air. Does Jesus love? Jesus loves us so much, the Almighty God, that he gave himself for love of us. How we complain about the little sufferings. Are we persecuted? Look at how Jesus was persecuted. He gave the message of his love to this world. And he was hung on a cross. Do we expect any different when we go into a world that has rejected him? See Jesus, look into his eyes as he is tied to the pillar. See the love in his eyes. Even when he is beaten and his flesh is torn, there is love in his eyes. He gave. Because of the love that consumed him. This is what he wants of us. Hearts of love. To give and to give and to give. Oh, how we act like Jesus. And we give and we give and we give. And then we are persecuted. And we want to run the other way and cry. His way is to give. He laid his life down for us. He wants us to love, that we will lay our lives down for each other, that the priest will give his life for his flock, that the husband will love his wife, that he would give his life for his wife, that the parent would love their children this way, that we love one another as brothers in Christ. His way is love. It is not an invitation. It is a command. We were created to love. To love God and to love one another. This is the way to happiness in our hearts. You are my beloved apostles of love that I have called in this room this day. Who will I send if you say no? I am Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This is my movement to go into the world, to help lead the strayed ones to my heart. As you go to the churches, the schools, and the families, they will be led through the consecration to our hearts of love. You are my chosen ones. You are my apostles. I am giving to you an abundant grace that you will become one in me. I am begging you to answer this request. You can say no and turn away. You can focus on my messenger. You can say it is somebody else's job. I am calling you this day. On November the 13th, you were called by me. It is an urgent request that you spread the consecration to this world. This is the good news. If you comply with my mother's wishes at Fatima, many hearts will be turned to hearts of love and many souls will be saved. I am begging you to listen to this message, to give yourselves to the heart of my mother. It is in her pure and sinless heart that you will go into my heart and be united in such oneness with me. I love you. I love you. I love you. To my death on the cross, I loved you. I beg you, my beloved ones, to help me to spread the consecration to this world.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
See Jesus at the pillar. See his flesh torn. See how deep the wounds are. See the angry faces of the men that are beating him, their hearts filled with hatred, filled with the work of the devil. And his heart was torn within his chest. For he loved those men that beat him and tore his flesh.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I give you myself, my beloved ones. This day I give you myself in the Eucharist. I long and I thirst for your love. I am consumed with love for you. I will never abandon you. I am thirsting, thirsting, thirsting for your love. Will you come to me and pour your love out to me? I want your love. I want you to come to me and tell me how you love me. I am God. I am love. I want this love from you. I am alive, I am alive, I am alive. And I am treated as a dead object. I deliver these messages to you. I know your heart. I know each heart in this room. And I want your love. I want this love relationship with you. Will you say no to me? Will you turn away? Will you give your heart to me? Will you spend the moments with me after communion when I am waiting and longing to be so close to you? Will you tell me, oh Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, God. This is what I want to hear from you. You are longing and thirsting and wanting love. And I have this love to give to you. And you want to give your love, but you are rejected by many. I am waiting for this love. Will you give it to me? I will never reject you. I will not abandon you. I am your God. You were created to love and to be loved. I am Jesus. I am alive. I am waiting for your love.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
To be wrapped in rapture, in the embrace of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To be in that place where there is no wanting. To be in a place where there is total peace. To be wrapped by love itself. To be in the deepest chamber of the heart of Christ. be filled with everything, to be satisfied. This is what we will have for all eternity if we love and serve Him. His heart is a little heaven on earth. He wants us to go to His heart now and to share in this deep burning love that He has for us. But we are afraid. We do not want to get too close to our beloved Jesus, which keeps us at an arm's length from Him. He is thirsting for love from souls that He loves. And how few souls come to Him and outpour their burning love back to Him. How He waits for that one precious soul to come, to be with Him. As He is waiting in the tabernacle for that soul to come and to be before the tabernacle and say, Jesus, I love You, I love You, I love You. To recognize Him as alive and present with His divine love. He wants us to be one in our hearts, but we are rigid. At the Mass, we are rigid. We are not connected. It is in the Shepherds of Christ movement, as more and more consecrate their hearts to the hearts of Jesus and Mary, that we will be united in one heart, that we will be united in the hearts of love, the hearts of Jesus and Mary, that our hearts will burn for love, for each other. We are one body in Him. Look at how we are. We beep our horns at each other and say vile things. And many curse the Lord. Are our hearts cold? Or are our hearts a burning furnace? As Jesus wants us to be. You are My soldiers of love. I am asking you this day to consecrate your hearts all through the day, to give yourself to Me. I am Jesus. I gave Myself for love of You.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
See Jesus at the pillar and experience in all your senses this picture. Do you hear the blows as it hits the flesh of Jesus? Do you see Him clearly with your eyes? Do you see the light in the room? Do you hear the angry cries of the men? This is the Almighty God, bound at the pillar in a human body, nailed to a cross. At any second, He could have released Himself. But because of His furnace of burning love within His most sacred heart, gave Himself for love of us. I am Jesus. I am giving Myself to you this day, but I am rejected and forgotten and ignored, treated with indifference, treated with hatred. I am treated as a dead object. I am calling you. I am alive. I am alive. I am alive. And I am begging you, my beloved apostles, to spread the good news to this earth. Many souls will suffer the pains of hell forever and ever. And as you spread this consecration, hearts will be turned to hearts of love. I am alive, and I live in you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Come unto Me, find rest for your soul. Come unto me, all who are burdened, I will comfort thee. The time is at hand for many souls this day will be condemned forever to the fires of hell. You can forget your brothers, but I will never forget you. I love you, my beloved one. I loved you to my death on the cross.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Jesus wanted me to read this message. This is from May the 4th in the third blue book. Dear ones, I am calling you to love your brothers. I have loved you. Would you, dear ones, lay down your lives for your brothers? How are you loving this day? Are you following Christ in your actions? I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. You must constantly put the world aside and look to the Master for all your directions. I call you, my little ones, to holiness. I call you to pure hearts, hearts that are full of love and empty of hate and anger. I call you to guard your hearts and to watch that they stay forever holy. You, my precious bride, I want your soul white. Do you criticize your dear brothers? I gave the last beat of my heart and the last drop of my blood for the soul you are displeased with. I would die for them this day. Will you not love them for me? They are so precious to me. Quit sizing up your brothers. You do such unloving things in your mind. You do not even know how unloving are your thoughts. You judge your brothers by their exteriors, by their education, by their money. You do not see the beautiful creation of God the Father. He created your brothers just perfectly, and He loves His creation. Who are you to criticize His creation? Love your brothers when they are hurting. It is in your loving the hurting ones that they will see the reflection of Christ in you. Do not hold on to foolish things. One moment and your days on this earth have ended. All that remains is how you loved. Did you love God? Did you love your neighbor? Love is not selfish. It gives of itself. Its whole purpose is to draw the other closer to Jesus. Study the crucifix. It is such a comfort. I loved you so, I died for you. I would die for you alone this very day, little ones. Look at me dying on the cross. The way to me is to follow me. Be Christ-like in your ways. You must study me to know my ways. Do not give in to yourselves. My way is love. Will you be the reflection of the love of God within you? My way is the way of the cross. They persecuted me. They hurt me. They tore my flesh and spit on me. They did this to me for my love given to all. This world is not your end. You follow my ways and you move as you should toward your goal. I am Jesus. I am the Son of God. I love you so ardently. I died and shed my blood for love of you. I await you this day, my little ones. I loved you so I remained with you in the Eucharist. I await, I long for you to come and share in our love. I am the tenderest of hearts. No man can be close to you as I. I love you so. I want to dwell and live within you. I want to fill you with all my love and radiate my love to your beloved brothers. I want to shine from your souls. O little ones, take me seriously. I am truly here begging for you to live in my love. You are the lights that will shine in this dark world. You will light up the darkest night with my love. The best gift you can give to this world is to busy yourself about your love affair with me. I love you, my little ones. I love you, and I want to share this love with you. Love your brothers. Do not let Satan talk in your heads and make them wrong and you right. Love them as I have loved you. Do not look at your brothers and size them up. See them with the eyes of God, the beautiful creation of the Father. Will you love my beloved ones for me this day? Or will you say no to my call? Love your brothers in darkness. They need your love. I am calling you to love them for me this very day. They may scoff at you and persecute you, but you will plant a seed that I myself will water and give sunlight to. Plant seeds of love. This is the most important seed you will plant, a seed of love. Watch it grow as I provide it with water and nourishment. I will shine on your brothers through you if you stay in my love. Be the light that shines on this dark world. They are crying out for the love of God. They are suffering. They need your love. Put yourselves aside. Die to yourself. Live only for the love of God. If the world goes one way, you stay focused on my love. Do not follow the world. Follow the risen Christ. I love you, little ones. I bring you new life. I fill your hearts with my love. Pray to the Holy Spirit for his gifts. Pray, be our Father. Let my mother mother you as she mothered me. She loved you so. She suffered so for love of you. She appears to bring you back to her beloved Son. Will you answer her call? She is calling you to put God first in your life. She is calling you to love. Love of God and love of one another. Forgive your brothers. Empty your hearts of hate and anger and let go. Let all your anger go. Give me your resentments and let me heal your hearts. Forgiveness is the way to peace. Let go. Do not size up your brothers. Love them all. Pray for them. Unite in my love. Love is a miracle cure. Say you are sorry. Be gentle in your ways. Pray for your needs. I love you, little ones. I am with you this day. Will you answer the call in love for me? I love you. I am your beloved Jesus. I would die this day for you. I love you the same as I did the day I died. Turn to me and give me your life. I will care for you and love you. I am your Savior. I am Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Let me live in your heart.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now,
and
ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sin, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
I come to you with greatest love. I am your loving Savior. I am your God. I died for you. I come to you this day.
The third sorrowful mystery, the crowning with thorns. Our Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
See our beloved Jesus crowned with thorns. See the men as they pound the thorns into his fall.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Did he call out? Did he say, why are you doing this to me? Do you hear Jesus? Does he scream as the men pound the thorns into his head? Jesus was silent. Think of today, all the sins of pride that are in the hearts of men. All the ugly thoughts within the heads of men Jesus paid the price for the evilness in our hearts and the thoughts in our heads.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
It is in consecration that our hearts are turned to hearts of love. Mary told us at Fatima that we must give our hearts to her heart and to the heart of her Son if we want to have peace in the world.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
The devil is busy. He is going into the hearts and the minds of so many young children, people in all walks of life. It is our job. Jesus has given us this job to spread this consecration. Mary, our mother at Fatima, has asked us to go to the churches to try to set up Shepherds of Christ chapters, in which people are praying in one mind and one heart for the priests, for the renewal of the church and the world. She asks us to go to the schools, to take the rosary and the consecration, to teach little children to tell Jesus they love Him, to give their heart to Jesus, to tell Mary that they love her and give Mary their heart. How many things do we teach the children on this earth today with the computers, with the school, with everything that is so important, that we do not listen to the words of our mother and teach them about the consecration? Mary appeared to me every day for 9 months asking that we spread this consecration to the children in the schools. Message is for you this day. She asked me to ask you to help to spread the consecration to the children and the schools.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Jesus, we love you. Mary, we love you. Oh, the rosary, the rosary. It's the love of their two hearts. Oh, the rosary, the rosary. It's the love of their two hearts.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The Almighty God withstood the greatest torture for love of us. We do so many things that seem so important, but we do not listen to the words of our Mother Mary, given at Fatima. We will not have peace in this world until a sufficient number of people have consecrated their hearts to the hearts of Jesus and Mary. That we must pray the rosary and do the first Saturday devotion and make reparation to their hearts. Satan has blocked this message. Satan will work in our hearts so that we will not want to carry out the messages that Jesus is delivering in this rosary. Message is that this is urgent. The time is at hand. Many, many, many souls are falling into the fires of hell. This is the good news, that we take the consecration to the churches, to the schools, and to the family. We will help in the salvation of millions of souls. The Shepherds of Christ movement is His instrument for the renewal of the church and the world. It is greatly centered in the completion of the Fatima message, and these rosaries on the 13th are very important to the completion of the Fatima message. They will be taped and sent to all the chapter members they will hear the message of Jesus and help spread this consecration to every corner of the earth.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
When priests' hearts are consecrated to the hearts of Jesus and Mary in celebrating the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the fire of His love will spread across this earth, and many will love Jesus with such love, for it is through the hands of His holy priests that we are fed. The world is starving for the love of God. We must pray as never before. For our priest, we must take the priestly newsletter to the priest and tell them about the prayer chapters. Nothing about private revelation, just praying. Praying the prayers in the prayer manual. Jesus' head was crowned with thorns. He suffered so much. Can we answer this cry of our beloved Savior? Can we answer the cry of Our Lady and take the consecration to the churches, to the schools, and to the family?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
I thirst, my beloved ones. I thirst for a drop of heartfelt love for many of my beloved priests. You must pray. It was the holy priest that comforted me so during my passion, and I suffered so for those that do not show me their love.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
I am alive, I am alive, I am alive. I am treated as a dead object. Will you spread my messages of love to this world? This is the mighty medicine for this world, my burning love.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
At the cross, her station keeping, stood the mournful mother weeping. Close to Jesus to the last.
The fourth sorrowful mystery, the carrying of the cross. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Mary kept all these things in her heart. Be in the heart of Mary as we meditate on this mystery of the Rosary. Be in the heart of Mary. See through her eyes her beloved Son as he carries the cross on his back and as he falls to the ground. be in the heart of Mary and feel her suffering. Feel the sword pierce her heart as she looks into his eyes. And she sees his eyes covered with blood and the wounds all over his body. Be in the heart of Mary. For Mary appeared every day for 14 months and delivered these messages to me that many souls are going to hell. It was an urgent cry. I do not know any other way than to tell you this message, but it burns in my heart, and my heart is pierced with a sword. For you speak, and others do not hear, but you know, and the Almighty God has given these messages to you. And Mary has appeared over and over and over again. Will you help? Will you help to take this message that they have given to me and to you and to this world?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
For 9 of the 14 months, she focused on the importance of taking the rosary and the consecration to the children. Jesus is asking us to reach the children in the schools with this rosary and consecration. Jesus said to the women of Jerusalem, "Weep not for me, but for yourselves and your children." Mary said, "How hard are the hearts of so many children. How can we teach our children all these things and not teach them about the love of Jesus and Mary? Do we see their eyes meet? Do we know the suffering that Jesus and Mary suffered? Do we care? And we know that we will suffer when we go into this world to spread this message. But the time is urgent. And souls are being lost for all eternity."
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
See Jesus and see his chin hit the ground. Look into his eyes. See his love. See the crown of thorns on his head, piercing his most precious head, and the blood running down his face. See the wounds all over his body. He showed us the way. He gave his all to his death on the cross. He wants us to love one another, that we would be willing to give our lives for one another. We are not loving the way Jesus is telling us to love. We are his chosen ones, and he is revealing to us the mysteries of his heart.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
He withstood torture, but the greatest agony was not the torture and the wounds to his body. It was what he suffered to his heart, a pure divine love. For he loves most perfectly each and every soul.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Consumed with love, he calls out, "I thirst, I thirst, I want your love." Do we go to Jesus and outpour our love to him? Do we realize that he is longing for this love?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
a baby. I rocked him as a child. I heard him call my name out in the night. Mary is calling our name out in the dark night of this world. We are the lights that Jesus and Mary want to send into the darkness with our hearts lighted with his love. Will we answer this call? Will we spread this consecration to the far ends of the earth? Do we want peace? Then we must do what our Heavenly Mother has told us at Fatima.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Look at the wounds of our beloved Savior. How do we suffer? Do we complain?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
The world is not like us. The world is so different than us. We must be strong and pray for the grace to do whatever he asks us to do.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus, forgive us our sin, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Like a shepherd he feeds his flock, and gathers the lambs in his arms, holding them carefully close to his heart, leading them home.
The fifth sorrowful mystery, Jesus dies on the cross. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
O burning heart, O love divine, how sweet you are to me. I see the host, I know you're here to love and care for me.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
See the withered body of Jesus as he hung on the cross. See the nails in his hands and his feet. And think of the angry men that pounded these nails into his hands and his feet. The angry men that crowned our beloved Savior with a crown of thorns. The angry men that beat him. Think of how Jesus is treated this day. Jesus suffered. He suffered the wounds to his body, but his greatest sufferings were not the wounds to his body, but the wounds to a sacred heart, the heart of most tender love.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Think of how he is treated today, how he thirsts for heartfelt love. We are his chosen apostles in the Shepherds of Christ movement. He has given to us a great grace that we will be ever closer to his heart and to his mother's heart. He is thirsting for our love. See Jesus hanging on the cross. See how he suffered and how much anguish he is in. See the hurt in his heart. And then think that the love that we give to him this day is his comfort in all of that bitterness.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
I looked at the window at the center where Jesus was tied to the pillar, and I was crying, and I said to Jesus, Jesus, what were you thinking of when they were beating you on your back? And he said to me, I was thinking of you sitting in the pew and telling me how you loved me.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
The perfect match, the desire within us to be loved by the divine God. But we do not see. We do not comprehend. We go every place and look to try to satisfy this craving within us, the perfect match. And he is outpouring his divine love. He is giving himself to us in the Eucharist. He is waiting for us in the tabernacle to come to give us an abundant sharing in his life. The perfect match. We long for love, and he has the divine love that will satisfy us. The perfect match. Jesus is love. He is thirsting for our love, and we want to give ourselves, and we give ourselves here, and many times we are rejected. So we hold back and put up walls. When we give ourselves to Jesus, he accepts all our love. He wants us to give ourselves completely to him.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Opening heart of love divine. How sweet you are to me. I see the host. I know you're here to love and care for me.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Our little heaven on earth, the hearts of Jesus and Mary. Will we help to lead the strayed ones home, back to his heart? He is giving to us this great grace in the Shepherds of Christ movement to help us to carry this consecration to the world. He is feeding us with these messages with these rosaries, that we will be on fire for love of Him, and that we will go into these institutions and not be afraid, and tell them about the love of the hearts of Jesus and Mary.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Stand beneath the cross of Jesus. Be in the heart of Mary. Experience what Mary experienced in her heart as she looked at her son, as she saw him covered with blood, withered and suffering moments before his death. Be in the heart of Mary as she cries out, as she did to me over and over again, about her lost children that would go to the fires of hell despite all that he did. And hear her pleading, as I heard her pleading, to please, please go into the world and to reach the children, her little children that are suffering and in pain. What do we think of when we look at the cross of Christ? Do we realize that we carry out His life, death, and resurrection in our lives? That He died, that He rose to give us a sharing in His life, that He ascended into heaven, and He no longer walks this earth. He came to show us the way, that we would be His shepherds this day, that would lead many to His most sacred heart. We are His apostles. We must pray to the Holy Spirit for the fearlessness to go into this godless world and to carry the message of His love. For this is the good news. The more we spread this consecration, the more hearts will be turned to hearts of love. And as Mary, our mother, promised, there will be peace when a sufficient number have consecrated their hearts to the hearts of Jesus and Mary. There is not another way. We must do as she has told us to do.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
This is a major part of the completion of the Fatima message. We must take this mission to our heart. We must give ourselves to Mary. It is in her pure and sinless heart, despite our sinfulness, that she will take us deeply into the heart of Christ, and we will be one in Him, that He will operate through us and touch many of the souls in this world today that are hurting and in pain. This is a call from our beloved Savior. If you continue to focus on me, you will miss the message. This has been my fate for all the years, over 5, that I have received these messages. The focus is on me, the words and the English, and we miss the message. This is the message of Mary at Fatima, that we must go into the world, carry the consecration into this world, pray the rosary. We must observe the first Saturday devotion, and we must make reparation to their hearts.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour
of our death. Amen. I love you, I love you, I love you. To my death on the cross, I gave myself to you. I give myself to you today. This is my body that you receive in the Eucharist. This is my blood. Will you give yourself to me? I will never abandon you. I will give you my divine love. You will never be alone, my beloved one. I am with you forever and ever and ever. Will you help me? Will you help spread my love to the hurting world? Will you take the messages that I have given in the blue books to this world and tell them that each and every word is my message of love that I give to them? These are rosaries from the hearts of Jesus and Mary. This rosary I have given is a tool to help to teach you so that you will be ever joined closer to my heart. I love you. I love you. I love you. I am Jesus, your beloved Savior.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and the Holy Spirit. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
I come to you with greatest love. I am your loving Savior. I am your God. I died for you. I come to you this day.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning, weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thy knife of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us was the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen.
For more information, please contact Shepherds of Christ, P.O. Box 193, Morrow, Ohio 45152-0193, USA. Our telephone number is 1-513-932-4451. Our toll free in the United States, it's 1-888-211-3041. Our fax number is 1-513-932-6791. You can email us at info@sofc.org. Our web address is www.sofc.org. Thank you, and God bless you.